Elsewhere in Buenos Aires, there's plenty more going on too. Last year, the annual Night of Museums received more than 1 million visitors, and the latest edition was even bigger, with 260 cultural spaces on the books, welcoming guests until 3 a.m. From historic buildings to galleries, schools and universities, there was a huge variety on offer, as Frederick Bernas for Monocle sent this report.
For one night only, the Terreno Audiovisual Art Collective have free rein to create whatever they can imagine. The group has taken over an entire floor of the Casa Nacional del Bicentenario, a cultural centre at the heart of Buenos Aires. This live performance from Bosques sin Árboles is based around an installation that intervenes in the permanent exhibition. It's focused on a piano attached to an acoustic listening box, which is transformed into a glowing red shrine for a make-believe pagan god that combines elements of Christianity, Islam, and local folk traditions.
We make art that is usually connected to Argentinian roots and has something to do with common popular Argentinian expressions.
That's Tomás Bonilla, one half of the duo.
We decided to create our own image of a virgin. This was the Virgin of Racua. So it's the Virgin Mary wearing a niqab, and it instantly creates this contrast and this effect. We try to do it in the most respectful way. That was really important to us because a lot of people thought it was Muslim imagery, but at the same time it was Christian. So
if you want to present your own deity, it was, in my opinion, better to present it as a work of art, because we're already saying this is not real. We're not arguing that we've seen a vision of this virgin. We're not arguing that this actually exists. We're saying this is a concept.
Tomás is producing this haunting soundscape by remixing samples from classical pieces with electronic effects, while his partner, Nacho Ayerza, projects live visuals behind the installation. Other interventions include a performance which uses motion sensors inside another artwork to create sonic sequences that boom out in the main hall. There's also an interactive listening room, which connects visitors with an artist in Mexico, and a rave area illuminated with strips of green light. Downstairs, two floors of the Casa del Bicentenario host an exhibition which is part of the Bienal Sur, a wide-ranging new Bienal for South America, centered in Buenos Aires. With shows in 32 cities and 16 countries, it aims to put the region on the world map of contemporary art, forging links between neighboring nations which do not interact as much as they could, preferring to look towards the United States and Europe. Members of the Terreno Collective appreciate their chance to reach an audience which generally views art in formal surroundings, like the Bienal. Sergei Kolesov and Nacho Ayerza say that many people make a special effort for the Night of Museums every year.
That was an interesting thing to participate in with the crew, because we were exposed to really like normcore people who actually just go to museums when they have to go because it's the night of the museums.
It's like your grandma entering the MoMA for the first time. It's like she will be like, why all this bunch of people are looking at a paper in the floor? But at that night, she will pay attention to that paper on the floor.
The vibrant cultural world of Buenos Aires has many dimensions, and the crossover between the independent and institutional art scenes was fascinating to observe at the Night of Museums. With projects like the Bienal Sur looking to raise the city's international profile, underground movements like Terreno may get more opportunities to widen their public, presenting adventurous works like the Deity installation. But museums, curators and cultural gatekeepers must be careful to strike a balance between opening a global marketplace and nourishing local creativity at the roots. Both sides are equally important for a thriving artistic landscape. For Monocle, in Buenos Aires, I'm Frederick Bernas.